Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
The regular recommended daily dose of funny is just not enough. Thankfully, we have extra funny with TJ and Riggins.
How fun.
So fun.
Yeah, look, so this is day of extra funny. It's not vacation recorded, you know, a couple of weeks ago. Extra funny. I don't know. Do people even listen to that while we're not here? They wouldn't know the difference, really, if we didn't tell them, hey, this is recorded ahead of time. It sounds the same.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that it would be the same. But yeah, if you're, hold on a second. That's not a woodpecker that we have.
Fast double click.
I'm working. Okay, I'm sorry.
So Rob,
stop working.
And I've always tried to tell you, Rob. He's just a loud person.
Yeah.
And he's boisterous as far as like, you hear how loudly he laughs. You hear how now when he's not even, you know, speaking, how loudly he types, how loudly he breathes. Cause I mean, it's just like, it's almost like, you know, when Riggins is doing his little song and he has one microphone down by the guitar and then one up by his mouth. Rob has one on his hands and one at his mouth so he could get just a full, you know, what do they call that? Dolby surround sound. Like in a movie, you know.
I'm starting to think, Rob, you could move your mic probably 10 feet from you and we could still hear your voice.
Put it in the next room.
Problem, yeah. The problem is it's not a mic anymore. It's my phone. And my mic's broken.
Well, that's what I was going to say earlier when I was talking about the disaster that night that I had to jump up and drive into the studio for my other job when I was supposed to be doing it from home because the equipment didn't work. And they gave me the options to do it a best of, or I could do it on my phone. Well, I thought that just meant talking on my phone, like a regular phone call. But actually, I found out that they have an app that the hosts have on their phones that sounds more like a microphone than just a regular call.
That's cool.
And I could have downloaded that app and maybe done it like that. It would have sounded a little bit like, you know, a lot closer to being in a studio than on a phone. But y'all know my raggedy ass phone. I didn't have enough. I didn't have enough space on my phone to download a new app.
Yeah. You need to buy more storage.
That's crazy. I didn't know an app like that existed. You should definitely find a way to make that possible on your phone because that's incredible.
I know. Maybe delete some apps
because they kept saying. You know, the other guy that's on right before me, I mean, he was remote as well and said, he's doing it on his phone. Cause I said, how's Jensen doing it? And he said, he's on his phone. And they assume that I know what that means, but I haven't been working it. Like they're talking about, the Comrex, the brick is working this and that, but the Lucy is not. And I'm like, hold on. What the hell is a Lucy?
Oh, a Lucy.
God. The only reason I know what a brick is because I had to provide the bricks because we used those, you know, before, and I had that equipment in the studio. Oh, but God. I don't know what a Lucy is.
Single cigarette.
Yeah,
that's all I know.
A single cigarette or a single beer, and come to find out, it's whatever they've labeled that one of the delivery systems of the signal, and. So he's talking about the Lucy's not working. I'm like, what does that mean to me? I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah. And then I said, why do they call it a Lucy? And you know what they said? Every one of them. I don't know.
Oh, great.
Oh, like, great. Okay.
I'm guessing that's an acronym or something, or maybe it's short for something. Like it's a, you know, the full name of it's a Lucifer system. I don't know. Just like in the radio control board, we call them, you know, each individual volume lever or slide thing is called a pot. Mm-hmm. And the reason it's called a pot is because that's short for potentiometer. Oh. So they say pot it up, like push the potentiometer up. Well, I'm still on the lookout for what Lucy means.
We got to get down to the bottom of this. Like, I don't know. Why are you asking?
Yeah, we'll find out. We could probably Google that. I'm sure it's an acronym for something, but yeah, you don't know that.
Yeah, and I guess they figure he's been in radio for 30-something years. He knows all this terminology, but not in the format that I've been working in for 30 years. We don't have Lucy's. If we had Lucy's, it's really like on the road to visit a radio station and we get one beer.
Yeah. Right.
And one cigarette.
Yeah.
Which has happened, by the way. That has happened.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Love that.
So are you able to do every day? You would be able to do the show from your house?
Yeah. But they don't want me doing it every day.
Understood.
The program director wants me to be in the studio when I can.
Yeah.
But I don't know why though, because it sounds exactly the same. Some people say it sounds even better from home.
Yeah.
And now I've got it set up where it'll do all of the video recording that I need done. So I can start doing, video posts of that show.
Nice.
Is it, you think it's just for the like camaraderie to like be in the, I mean,
yeah. And I can see where it is a little bit different as far as the whole feel of the thing, you know, cause you're live in studio at the radio station and there's action going on and all of that. I get that. But I mean, that's costing me gas money too, to get up in there. You know?
It's a long drive.
But he said he was cool with me doing it from home, you know, at least a couple of nights a week.
That's good.
Because I mean, I was telling him, I was like, I don't even see my wife anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got to get on the road so early.
Yeah.
Getting in there for that stupid traffic and all that. So I don't know. I'm working toward doing it from home all the time. Don't tell him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just, and I really want home to be in a different place.
Yeah. No.
Like yeah. Emerald Isle or somewhere like that.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was I going to ask you? Oh yeah. So, when you have to go into the radio station, are all the other guys that are on the radio station also doing their shows from home sometimes?
No. Only one of the hosts is never in studio, and all of the rest of them are in studio for their show every day, except for, the one that's on the hour right before I come on. His name's Brett Jensen. And a lot of times he's remote because he's out gathering stories and stuff.
Okay.
He's a reporter type guy that hosts a 1 hour news show. But other than that, everybody else is in the studio except for one of the guys.
Okay.
Yeah. The guy that's on from 10 to noon is on from his house every day.
Okay. Hmm. All right.
But, and I could also see where like you said, the camaraderie and all of that, you know, you trust you get your, you know, built up with your staff and all, but I have that already. So,
yeah, I mean,
now they don't like it when I'm not there.
Yeah.
They don't like it.
Well, and it sounds like they do a lot of things like the, what do you call it? The football thing.
The coaches show and all of that kind of stuff.
And like all the chart, I'm blanking. The draft thing or whatever you call it.
Oh, yeah. The fantasy.
Yeah. It sounds like they do like office stuff. So maybe they just like doing that, but you don't. I mean, we all don't. We're, I don't know. We're all different than that, I think, when it comes to some people love that. They thrive on like office competitions and like outings and, you know.
Yeah. But, you know, we've always, and especially the two of y'all, because I mean, your radio experience is with us. And so it was always just, we had so much going on just as our little circle that we didn't have time to get into doing, and you know, cause then we were out of the building every day before all of the office shenanigans started happening and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But I don't see anybody hardly anyway that works there when, at the time I go, everybody's gone home pretty much.
It wasn't even that though for me. I didn't like anybody else. I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I remember you always thought they were all nerds.
Oh my God. And then like the, even the women on the radio, they were weird. Like, I don't know.
What do you mean even?
Well.
Especially.
Especially.
I'm kidding.
They were just, I don't know. Ew. I just liked our circle, you know?
Yeah, sure. I get that. But it is weird. When I went into your show that one day, it was weird because it was empty. And I thought, oh, yeah, like at night, I guess the whole sales team is gone, the marketing department. So you are kind of in there alone or without many people. But that's a totally different vibe when it's at night and there's no one around. That's kind of a different energy.
Yeah, and it's going to be a different energy now when it gets dark earlier.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
And in a good way, I think. You know, if you're going to be on at night, I want it to be night. I don't, you know, want the sun to still be blazing when you're talking about, hey, 7 o'clock, let's go. What a night.
That cold night guy that's about to hit the club after it's pitch black. He's got a cot set up. Love it.
This is TJ Riggins Extra Funny.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Let's do it!
Now, back to TJ and Riggins Extra Funny.
Hey, I would show y'all what this wall looks like, but I'm afraid because I just barely have this backdrop tacked up there with nails. And I'm afraid that if I raise it up to show you the color of the wall, it'll all come crashing down. But
yeah. When are you planning on painting it? Because maybe that's the day you show us.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking about ordering a different backdrop and just doing like I've got this one, just tacking it up there. Because at my other house, the backdrop was on a stand. You know, it had poles on each side and a thing across the top. Well, that sticks out from the wall, and I don't have room for any sticking out from the wall here. So that's why I just tacked it up there on there like that. So if I can do it with this one, I should be able to do it with another one.
Yeah, for sure.
But it would probably look better if I painted the whole thing.
I'm going to be honest though, that paint is tricky because I mean, you're obviously going to see it, paint a swatch and make sure it's the right color, but sometimes you don't know how it's going to turn out color wise, you know?
I know that's with the old studio. Jody and I painted that whole thing. Took, you know, 3 days to get it all painted and stuff. And it was an in color at the time, but it was an in color just for houses and all. It didn't look good on camera.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible. And so we wasted all of that time and money painting that room.
Mainly time. I mean, I hate painting.
But this is just one wall, so it shouldn't be that bad.
Yeah, that's not bad.
What color are the other walls in that room? White?
White. No, they're kind of a light gray.
Like, okay.
But I could have chosen this room or the one next door, where there were two little girls' bedrooms before we got the place. And this one was that like periwinkle looking color. And then the other one is mauve-ish.
Ooh.
Marvelous. Yeah.
Like more on the pinky or more on the burgundy-ish. Okay. On the
pink, more to the pink.
Okay. Well, you picked the right choice.
Yeah. But yeah, I'm going to end up having to paint it, and I hate to paint. I'm good at it, but I hate it. I mean, it's one of those things like fixing flats.
Yeah.
I'm good at it, but I hate it.
You know what color I think would look good is, see the wood color, how it's like grayish white. It makes you look super tan.
What, the color that's in this banner? I mean, this backdrop?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, more so like on the brighter side of the white gray, I would go for that.
Yeah, that's what I was planning on doing. Just maybe taking a picture of the gray part of the back, not the flag part, but the gray part,
yes,
and taking it to the paint store and saying, this is the color I want. Trying to figure that out, but it's not going to work out the first time.
It's not. That's the problem, is that it's already painted a nice color and it's not showing up accurately at all. Mm-mm. So I think regardless of the color, that lighting situation is going to be more, unless that picture that you sent us of your wall is not accurate.
It is.
It is.
The inaccuracy is what it looks like on camera with these lights.
Right. Right. So it's a lighting thing. It's not a color thing. And I actually think it looks good in that picture. That purple looks good, but it's not showing up as purple at all.
I would though, when you go find the paint, go cooler tones than warmer tones. I think.
Yeah. It may be better just to try to order a plain backdrop that looks like wood.
I totally agree, because it's less a pain in the butt and you're going to get what you get, you know.
Yeah. Did I tell y'all about being on that Zoom call with the radio salespeople? It was a big meeting and I was on the Zoom call with them with that other backdrop that makes it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I told y'all that. They said, well, your house is beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Well, people comment all the time in our messages. They're like, TJ's house is gorgeous. Why is he moving? I'm like, have you seen his house? But they think it's, I'm like, it's obvious too, because there's like wavy from the setup.
Yeah, it's remarkable that anybody is fooled by that.
I know. Yeah, really. I actually settled on that because I thought, well, it's kind of cheesy enough to be funny, but
yeah.
Yeah, you know, looking like a cabin.
Yeah.
But yeah, I can just get a plain backdrop. And this one is much cheaper. The flag one is much cheaper than that other one was. Because it's made of paper.
Do you think?
Wait, listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you hear it? It's a paper.
Do you think solid black? I'm going to Google this. Because I'm wondering if solid black, because you know black makes everyone look great. It just does.
Yeah.
But what's the best color?
But if it was solid black, then I'd have to have some kind of accent on it, like something, right?
Yeah.
Like something hanging on it, or some. Yesterday I was playing around when I had my one of my antique radios sitting on a little table behind me, and just trying to break up some of that purple wall. But anyway, it's good, you know, just to add another something that I'm going to have to deal with.
It says neutral colors like grays, whites, blacks. That's it.
Yeah.
Solid. It does say solid. Don't ever have a pattern.
Yeah. Well, this is a pattern, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The pattern.
I like the like fake wood look. I like that, you know,
but yeah. I don't know. It's just, like I said, it's another thing to deal with.
Yeah. But less work than paint.
Yeah. I think that's probably the right idea. Starting with the backdrop first.
Maybe, y'all could send me some ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll do it right now.
Because I got to, you know, I'm going to close on the house today.
Oh, yeah.
And there's got to be that added thing in there that says we're going to replace the door that we busted yesterday.
They're like, what happened to this door? Oh, nothing.
Yeah.
Can I ask why you tried to move that huge rug down the stairs? Wouldn't that be a job for the movers?
They were gone. Everything was done. Gone. The movers were supposed to. You all right, Rob?
Yeah. That's
Rob, right. Are you dead?
I'm like, you fail. So, yeah, the movers were supposed to take it. One of them was going to keep it. Okay. And they already left. They did their thing. They were finished. And yesterday was the final walkthrough of the other house to make sure we weren't leaving anything. We got everything out of there. And then Jody noticed that they didn't get that rug.
Mm. Yeah.
And so that's why we were left with getting it out.
Okay. Yeah.
So right. Heavy. And yeah. So the rug slid down the stairs. We were sliding it down the stairs, and we didn't stop to think that it was going to just crash through the door of the little coat closet at the bottom of the stairs.
God,
it was that's the very last thing that we did in that house.
I cannot believe that.
We built the house, lived in it for 4 years, moved everything, got it all out. The very last memory of that house is our busting through the door with a rug that has gone crazy down the stairs.
I'm not surprised though, really.
I was going to flip it over the rail. Down onto, because there's nothing below it. I was just going to flip it over, boom, and it would land in the living room on the hardwood floors.
Yeah.
And then Jody said, oh, no, and I said, oh, yeah, that makes sense. We'll just slide it down the stairs.
Yeah.
And then into the door.
It happened, and at least it was both of your ideas.
Mm-hmm.
I like to say.
But now that I think about it, more hers.
Yeah, she mentioned it.
I'm really, because I was going to flip it over the railing.
Yeah.
Perfect. And she said, it's a good thing you didn't flip it over that railing. It'd have busted the floor open. But I don't think it would have.
No, it wouldn't have. No.
Yeah, it would have just landed like dead weight. Plop.
Yeah.
That's funny, though.
That is funny.
Yeah, our daughter laughed. But she busted out laughing. Yeah,
it's probably more funny when you weren't there, you know?
Mm-hmm. And when you're not having to pay for it,
true.
Close the door.
Yeah. Yes. You busted through that thing like the damn Kool-Aid man. Just like breaking down walls.
Is that using the rug? No, no joke. It was using the rug as a battering ram.
You did.
Just the blink of an eye. There goes, I don't know how many. Probably at least $250.
What?
I don't know how much doors cost.
Then,
you know, it's one of those lightweight doors, and you can see in the picture where it's hollow in the middle. And
oh, well, then I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But then imagine these other people. They've been waiting, for a couple of weeks now, and they're ready to move into their house, and they're all excited about it. They're moving from Colorado. And then they're going to have to move while they're moving in. Somebody's going to have to come replace a door that's in there. I mean, it's just,
The
real estate agent says they're very nice. So when we see them today at the closing, you know, maybe they won't be jerks about it, but
I think they'll be okay.
Fine. I bet this happens in most moves. Like something gets broken on the way out. Mm-hmm. I'm sure it's fine.
Absolutely.
I hope so. Cause I can't deal with it anymore. And we're already in this place. If they call off the sale,
don't even say that.
Don't say that.
Surely not for a door, a closet door. Come on.
It's Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins. What is new radio? New radio is community. In Ace's memory, we're doing more than ever. Go to tjriggins.com/ace to learn about what we're doing and how you can help. Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion. This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.